The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Good afternoon and welcome to Family First with five-time author and top speaker Randy Rolfe. Your family may be facing a variety of issues that you'd like addressed. No two families in the world face identical problems, but Randy has seen almost all of the difficulties families today face, and she and her expert guests have the answers that you seek. Now, here is your host, Randy Rolfe.
Hello. Welcome to Family First. This is Randy Rolfe, your host. I've interviewed over 50, well, this will be the 51st interview today, wonderful experts on all kinds of topics relating to family, and they're all on archive when you go to voiceamerica.com and go to Family First or Randy Rolfe. You can listen to any of those interviews. They're fantastic, and this one will be too. Today, we're talking about how to protect your child from cell phone radiation and even the cordless phones. So today there are over 5 billion cell phones in use. 80% of Europeans use them and 50% of Americans, and that's growing every day. With reports of health risks from cell phone radiation mounting, including a recent World Health Organization report linking their use to cancer, industry giants still deny any problem. Are we damaging our kids by letting them use cell phones at earlier and earlier ages? Are we risking our own health? My guest this week on Family First is Shelley Kalnitsky. He compares where we are now with cell phones to where we used to be with cigarettes 40 years ago. I remember my dad was a doctor, and he said, we've known about the problem with cigarettes since he was in medical school, but the public and the industry completely denied it. And we believed the industry assertions that nicotine wasn't addictive and that smoking didn't cause cancer. Now we know a whole lot better. Do we really want radiation and microwaves going into our kids' brains? After 10 years studying the data, Kalnitsky says we can't know the long-term effects yet, but there's enough evidence to warrant serious concern. He'll describe the studies, the increased risks for kids, and why industry misinforms, and how we can get ourselves safer. Just over 10 years ago, Shelley Kalnitsky was watching an ABC 2020 show in his home in southern Florida when he saw a feature story on the potential risks of cell phone usage. And the show included lobbyists and wireless representatives who completely denied any problem. He was compelled to learn more, and he researched the world news regarding cell phones and discovered that information abroad included many studies conducted by prominent scientists worldwide who reached very different conclusions from what we were hearing in the U.S. He established the Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau, which is CPR News, a one-stop information center to inform consumers about the potential health risks from cell phones and cordless phones, and to help prevent future health problems for kids and adults alike. He took his knowledge a step further by developing a device which helps reduce the radiation, and he now gets requests from around the world and from news media and marketing groups to find out more about his knowledge and his findings and about his unique, simple-to-use product. So welcome to Family First, Shelley.
Thank you.
Let me ask your personal story. How did you first become involved in cell phone radiation concerns? We mentioned you saw the show, but what made you pursue that?
Well, what happened, Randy, as you mentioned, I was just watching 2020, and they did 20 minutes on cell phone dangers, and it twigged my interest. I didn't even own a cell phone. So I went online, I started researching, and I found products that claimed to block radiation. There were some chips and shields, etc. I had companies send them to me, and they were all phonies. They had no valid testing. And there's still a lot of them on the market today. By pure chance, I found this material that was developed to protect workers in radioactive environments for their clothing. I had them send me a large piece, and I tested it through a universal testing method, and the material blocked the radiation from penetrating the material, and it's still used in nuclear plants today. So in January of 2000, I created the Wave Shield, which is my trademark. And I made the shield. It was originally an oval the size of a penny, because back then all the phones had a rectangular or oval listening area. We now have a slim style because all the new flat phones have a slim slit that you listen through. And what we're doing, Randy, is we're blocking the radiation going into the ear, because the ear is the highest absorption rate of radiation in the body, and this is where most reports of tumors and health problems are, directly behind the ear, and I get several reports a month now. And I sent the Wave Shield to a FCC-accredited lab to test it on phones. And they had six phones in the lab, and what they did was they tested the earpieces with and without the Wave Shield arm, and we got great results. And the Silver Shield, which was our first one, it blocked up to 97% of the radiation going into your ear without affecting reception. And then I had interest in Europe, because I have distributors around the world, and they like gold, so I didn't know, but I covered it with 24-karat gold, sent it to the lab, and it blocked 2% higher up to 99%. And then when I discovered that cordless phones, which we use in our home, are equal or worse than cell phones, I made a larger one the size of a quarter, because the listening area is bigger. I'm on one now, normally about 8 hours a day. And your listeners will remember that when you had an old cordless phone, if you took it outside, you lost the call.
Right.
Well, that was a radio wave. Now you can be 10 blocks away, you don't lose the call. We've gone from 200 megahertz of radio wave to 900 megahertz of microwave, and we're up to 6 gigahertz of power, and they're getting stronger and stronger.
My goodness, I didn't realize cordless phones could go so far now. It makes so much sense that the ears are so sensitive, because that's what they do. They pick up vibration of all kinds from everywhere, like a dog's ear can even pick up these sounds we can't even hear. But we do pick up radiation and microwaves that come into the ear. Am I getting it correct?
That's right. And Dr. Veli Santamia of Nokia stated this in April of 2000, that the ear is the highest absorption rate of radiation in the body. He's no longer with Nokia. He got fired a few years later, but I don't know the circumstances.
Oh, my. So it sounds like you've really worked hard on blocking the radiation. So can we talk a little more about why that's so dangerous? You know, some people obviously are still saying cell phones are fine, your six-year-old can use it, and so on.
Well, there's a lack of information in the U.S. because it's big business. The cell phone industry made a big mistake 10 years ago. They told the U.S. government cell phones are safe and shields do not work. The BBC in England found out they had a patent to put a shield in the phone, and I have the headlines. Cell phone manufacturers patent cancer shield. It's right from the London Times. They should have put it in the phone and not said anything. If they put it in now, it's an admission they've been lying all these years. And all the lawsuits up to now that have been thrown out because there was no absolute proof that the cell phone has caused these tumors, that's going to change. Now, the cell industry, as I said, they made a big mistake. And they care about their customers. They don't know what to do. I'd be happy to work with them and have them put a Wave Shield on every phone they sell so we can protect people just in case. And, Randy, what I tell people is there is no absolute proof cell phones cause cancer or tumors, but the evidence is mounting. Wave Shield, which I developed, is proven and tested to reduce the potential health risk. So I tell people, why take a chance? And
That's so good. I mean, my whole approach to family health is preventive. We don't need to know that one chemical causes one problem and another chemical causes another problem. We know that it's unnatural, and just get it out of your environment. And similarly, these are completely new kinds of radiation and microwaves that we're exposing our people to. And so if we can block them, why not? Makes perfect sense.
And Randy, I said we block up to because there are two factors, the distance and strength of the signal from the microwave tower, and some phones have more radiation than others. And for your listeners, there is a website called CNET, CNET.com, and every month they list the 20 highest and 20 lowest radiation phones.
That's CNET?
Dot com.
Like net?
Yeah. It's a,
okay,
yeah, that's
cool.
It. And that's a public information thing. We're going to talk in a little while about the danger of the microwave towers. There are some other major issues. As you know, laws are being passed state by state, both hands on the wheel. Wired headsets conduct up to 3 times more radiation into your ear. And the first study I saw on this was over 10 years ago by the most powerful consumer protection group in England. And there are radiation-free headsets you can buy online. If you go into search and put in radiation-free headset, the wire was replaced with an air tube, so only air and sound goes into your ear, zero radiation. But if you're walking around with that wired headset, you're in contact with a microwave tower, and when a call comes in, it increases. And the Bluetooth, you see people walking around with that in your ear all day,
right.
They're in contact with a microwave tower. And when a call comes in, it increases. And I go up to people. I went up to a lady today, not trying to sell her anything. I was in the bank, and she had the Bluetooth in her ear, and I just warned her that having it in your ear, you're in contact with a microwave tower. And, I mean, you used a little bit, you know, but don't keep it in your ear all day because we're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of hours over time. And, you know, it's over. It used to be like 10 to 20 years. Now it's faster because the amount of energy and the radiation, and some of these phones are really, really high in radiation. And so, you know, the Bluetooth, as I say, it's a nice product, but don't keep it in your ear. And something else that people don't know, Randy, when you're driving in your car holding the phone against your ear or using a wired headset or a Bluetooth, as I mentioned, you're in contact with a microwave tower. As you drive around, you switch from one tower to another tower, and without you knowing it, there's a burst of EMF radiation going into your ear. So the more you drive around, the more towers you're switching to, the more bursts you're getting.
My goodness. So, can you tell us a little bit more about what kind of radiation this is? I mean, people know they get dental x-rays and chest x-rays, and when you say radiation, microwave radiation, what kind of radiation, what can we relate it to in the rest of our experience?
It's an EMF, electromagnetic field, coming off the microwave tower. Okay, the signal. There was a study out of Sweden several years ago. People who live in rural areas, they had to increase the strength of the signal to reach their phones, so that increased the amount of radiation they were getting in their ears. But now we have an epidemic here. Lead blocks radiation. So in big cities, buildings with lead, that's no good. They put the microwave towers on top of the buildings, and what they're doing is they are flooding communities and schools with microwave towers so you don't miss a call. Here in Florida, we have an epidemic. The Board of Education has allowed and been paid substantially to allow microwave towers over schools, so you have radiation falling on those schools 24 hours a day.
And yeah, I've always been concerned that it's not just the individual phones. The towers are springing up more and more, and they're constantly emitting, right?
Oh, they're putting more and more of them up. And it was in the local newspaper here, and I contacted the editor about the danger, and he, you know, to send a letter to the Board of Education, and they're getting paid a lot of money, and they've passed a resolution to put more towers over more schools here in Florida. So you don't miss a call, and you know, it's a major. A gentleman called me once. He said, "Shelley, there's a microwave tower about 150 yards from our house. We can feel the heat on the side of the house. What should we do?" I said, "Get it removed or move." Okay?
Yes, wow. Yeah,
so it's a major problem, and it's going to get worse and worse. And because there's been a lack of information in the USA, because it's big business, about 10 years ago, I created the website you mentioned, CPR News, cell phone radiation, cprnews.com. And if you go to the website and click on World News on the bottom, I have posted over 170 studies from around the world on cell phone dangers. Only 4 or 5 are from the U.S. That's why people say, gee, I haven't heard anything, or people say there's no proof. And we'll get into, you know, anyone today who says phones are safe has either done zero research or is getting money from the cell phone industry. And let me give you an example.
Please.
Several years ago, I was interviewed. I did a spot on Showtime, and while the producer was interviewing me, he said, "Shelley, Professor Muldoon, University of Wisconsin, says cell phones are safe. What's your reaction?" I said, "Professor Muldoon was interviewed by Matt Lauer on the NBC Today show and made the same statement." And then Matt Lauer said, "But Professor, aren't you funded by the cell phone industry?" He said, "Yes, but that has nothing to do with it."
Yes, we do need to be aware of who's funding studies. People don't want to cut off the hand that feeds them. And even if they're trying to say the right thing, there's going to be a slant if they're paying your way. It's unavoidable. We're all human.
Well, when Larry King did one of his last shows, he had on Johnny Cochran, O.J. Simpson's lawyer. Died
yes.
of a tumor behind his ear from the cell phone. His daughter on CNBC said the cell phone killed my father. And they diagnosed him with the tumor 2 years before he died, but didn't link it to the cell phone. He was probably on that thing 8 hours a day.
Sure.
And Larry King had his widow and his a neurosurgeon on the show, along with someone from the American Cancer Society and another gentleman I'll mention in a moment. And Johnny Cochran's widow said, "Well, we're not sure." They didn't want to get into a legal debate. On the same show, we had Dr. Vinnie Carana, a world-renowned neurosurgeon from Australia who's won over 14 awards, who had concluded a study, and the headlines were, "Cell phones could cause more cancer than cigarettes."
Wow.
And on the same show, he had a lady from California, Emma Marks, whose husband was dying of brain cancer from the cell phone, and they were on the show. And then a representative from the American Cancer Society said, "Nonsense, there are no studies to prove that cell phones cause cancer." What does that tell me? They must be getting money from the cell phone industry. That was on Larry King.
Yeah, it's strange when you can just quote studies and someone says there aren't any. That always mystifies me. There are ample studies, you're saying, and can you tell us a little more, we're coming up on a break, but a little more about the World Health Organization conclusions to their review?
Yeah, I want to talk about that in the state of Maine after your commercial, but the World Health Organization came out a year ago, I think it was in November a year ago, and said cell phones could cause brain cancer. And I have that, in print, and it's on cprnews.com.
Good, and we're going to be talking more about there's even different kinds of cancers. There's some very unusual cancers that that really point to this kind of exposure as the main source. Is that correct?
Yeah, there are three different types of tumors we're going to talk about that come from cell phones.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment. So we're coming up on a commercial break. I just want to mention that I just finished a book that I've written called Mothers Losing Mothers, and it's for women of my basic generation whose mothers are now passing into their 80s and 90s, and it's about comfort and reassurance for mothers who have that specific experience of being mothers and have lost their own mothers and know what all that means. So that should be out within a month or two. I'm aiming at Mother's Day. And I really look forward to helping as many mothers as I can who are going through that mourning process. The other thing I wanted to mention is my book, The Seven Secrets of Successful Parents, talks about the dangers of EMF, and we're going to talk more about specifically how it affects kids. So stay tuned, and we'll continue talking with Shelley Kalnitsky.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible? a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RANDYROLFE.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Shelley Kalnitsky, who's an expert on cell phones and has been speaking on many shows, and I'm happy to have him here on Family First to tell us the dangers of cell phones and how to protect ourselves. And we've been talking about studies from Britain, Australia, World Health Organization, Canada. We're just not hearing about it in this country because of corporate interests that just are denying that there's a problem. So just before the break, we were talking about some more of those studies and what's been going on in California and Maine. Shelley, so can you fill us in a little on that?
Yes, several years ago, Senator Tom Hayden in California tried to introduce a bill to force the manufacturers to put a warning on the package. And he had a prominent scientist from the University of Washington who had done testing. Like some of the symptoms, people are sensitive, feel heat, headache, fatigue, tingling, short-term memory loss, hard of hearing. Those are some of the symptoms. And the professor from the University of Washington had rats in a maze, hit them with radiation. They lost their short-term memory, couldn't find their way back to the maze to the food. And he was there supporting Senator Tom Hayden. The bill did not pass because the lobby is so strong. The British government has spent over $6 million on research compared to a few hundred thousand here in the United States. And then somebody called me about 3 years ago and said, Shelley, go to the University of Washington archives. The cell industry tried to get the scientist that worked there for years fired from his job because he's been a strong advocate against cell phones. And a couple years ago, Andrea Bolin, a legislator from the state of Maine, introduced a bill to force the manufacturers to put a warning on the package, and she was on CNBC. I called her as the editor of the Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau, and I told her about all the studies I had. She invited me to come to Maine that winter to speak to the legislators, and I said I would. But she called me a week before and said I could only speak for 3 minutes, so I wasn't going to fly to Maine in the middle of winter, but I did send the legislators letters. But the lady I mentioned, Emma Marks, whose husband was then dying of brain cancer, flew from California to Maine to speak to legislators. The lobby said nonsense. 13 years ago, the World Health Organization said cell phones are safe. Well, as we mentioned previously, that November, they said they could cause brain cancer. The bill did not pass because the lobby was so strong. And then recently, in San Francisco, about a year and a half ago, the mayor of San Francisco, on a vote of 10-1 with his board, passed a bill forcing the cell phone retailers to post the radiation levels of every phone they sell. The cell phone industry got so upset, they canceled all conventions in San Francisco. Then 6 months later, they filed a lawsuit against the city saying you have no right to pass such an ordinance. If you do not rescind it, we are going to sue the city. So the mayor backed off. What's that telling consumers? We don't want you to know how much radiation is in your phone.
I remember seeing those headlines that then I was thinking that's wonderful. You know, we're entitled to know what how we're being exposed.
Why hide it? That's why CNET, CNET.com, they list the 20 highest and 20 lowest radiation phones. And on April 15th, there was more reporting on NBC and ABC about the potential risk. I think Nancy Snyderman was one of the people talking about it. Children are at the greatest risk, Randy.
Please tell us more.
And radiation goes deeper, okay? And they live on the phones, okay? And I get reports of brain tumors every month. In France, by law, if you're under 14, you cannot use a cell phone. And other European countries have age restrictions, but here in the U.S., you've got 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds living on them, right?
Yeah, so many parents say, well, this is a good way to keep in touch with them. I can just press a button and get their exact geographic location and call them and tell them to get back to school or wherever they're supposed to be. And parents are becoming very dependent on it. And then the children, of course, they're building their whole social life around it with the smartphone on the internet all the time, and the texting all the time. Is there a difference between phoning and texting or being on the internet through the phone lines? Is there any difference there?
Well, before we get there, first of all, the cell phone is an important product to be in touch with people and for emergencies, but people have become obsessed with it. They use it too much. You see them walking around for hours talking about nothing. You see people on the treadmill exercising and they've got the phone to the ear, or they're out walking and they got the phone to the ear, right? They talk too much on it. Or they leave the movie if a call comes in, right, to go answer the phone. So it's become addictive. Now, texting, when every centimeter of the phone's away from you, the better it is, okay? But one of the problems, and I had a couple of ladies call me recently about children leaving the phone under their pillow while they sleep with it on so they don't miss texting. And she said the children, this is over a long period of time, the children got tumors. I had a doctor call me. His 22-year-old daughter lived on a cell phone, kept it on her pillow at night so she wouldn't miss a call, died of a tumor behind her ear, 22 years old.
A two-year-old?
22-year-old.
Oh, 22, I'm sorry, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There are three types of tumors that come from cell phones, and this is a fact. The most common one is called an acoustic neuroma. It's not cancerous, but over time it creates a growth like a little ball that grows in your ear, and as it gets bigger, it affects the nerves and blood cells and the brain function. About 9 years ago, a then 41-year-old neurosurgeon in Baltimore, Maryland, had an acoustic neuroma. Peter Angelos, who owns the Baltimore Orioles, a prominent lawyer, took on the case. He had won cases, against other things, and he took this on, and he said on TV and in print, I would not take this case on if I didn't have a 90% chance of winning. Well, a year and a half later, a judge threw it out because there was not conclusive proof that the cell phone caused that tumor. The neurosurgeon didn't die, but he could never work again because of the damage that was done to his brain.
Wow.
And I had a couple, 2 years ago, it just reminded me, I had a 2 years ago, a gentleman called me locally where I live who had an acoustic neuroma and had it removed, and he called me and asked me to come to his house and bring wave shields for all their cell phones and cordless phones for he and his kids. A few weeks ago, I was standing in line at the post office, and I heard, hey, Shelley, and I turned around and saw this fellow. He looked familiar. He said, you remember me? I had that acoustic neuroma. I've had your wave shield on my phone for 2 years, and I haven't had a problem. Thank you so much.
Oh, great story.
I have testimonials from doctors and users. I have a lot of doctors who buy them to sell to their patients because they care. As I say, we're a just-in-case product. Senator Ted Kennedy. So acoustic neuroma is not cancerous. Salivary pituitary gland is, and the third called a glioma is, and that's what Senator Ted Kennedy had and didn't know it, and it was in the news. and I tried every way to contact and reach him, and I was unable to. Did the cell phone kill him? We'll never know, but it certainly contributed to his death.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of, what is it again, glioma?
Glioma, yeah.
Yeah. Has there been an increase in incidence of that since we all started using the cell phones?
Well, as I say, I'm getting more and more reports of tumors. People call me every month, okay? And I talk to people on the phone all the time. They say, yeah, we have a couple friends that have tumors, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and they're heavy cell phone users, et cetera. So I don't know what type of, you know, tumors they had. The acoustic neuroma is a very common one. But, you know, we're going to have an epidemic.
It may have already started because we hear much more of the high-profile people having brain tumors, and often it is people who we know for sure are on their phone all the time, legislators, politicians, world hopper type people who really are in touch with the world. And it can't be just coincidence that so many of them are coming down with this kind of problem.
Well, Dr. George Carlo was asked by the cell industry in the late 90s to check phones whether they were safe or not. They hired him. He worked for the cell industry. When he found out they were not safe, he jumped ship. And he's become one of the strongest advocates against cell phones. He's written a couple books. And back then, he forecast that by 2015, we're going to have up to 500,000 tumors a year from cell phones. And
it's going to
be much larger than that, as I say. There were a couple studies that, and I posted them on CPR News in the past. Dr. Herbelman, the head of the Cancer Institute at the University of Pittsburgh, warned all staff and employees to reduce cell phone use to reduce the risk of cancer. And there was a study out of UCLA University several years ago. Women who are pregnant, who are heavy cell phone users, it could affect the child's behavior and increase levels of autism.
Oh, my goodness. So that's if the pregnant mother is using
a
cell phone.
Yeah.
So can you address that more of how it affects children? You said they have the most sensitive ears because
their
nervous system is still developing.
The radiation goes deeper into their ears, and they live on those cell phones. Right? They've got it again. You see them walking at school. They're walking out of school. I mean, there's a lot of great features on these new phones. They've got a lot of, you know, things you can do. You press, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's a lot of great features. But I'm just saying limit the amount that you put it to your ear, okay, because that is a major concern. And like I say, we're going to have an epidemic, and there's going to be more and more and more coming out. About a year and a half ago, after the Maine incident where it wasn't passed, a congressman from Ohio introduced a bill in Congress to force the manufacturers to put a warning, and nothing happened. Okay?
Yes.
Lobby is very, very strong. And computer screens, there's another problem, especially with the laptop. We're getting so close to it. And again, people who were contacting me who were sensitive were feeling heat and vibration off the screen because you're so close to it. So what I did without testing, I took four of our oval shields and put four of them on the screen, one near each corner, not right on the corner so we don't block the X's and arrows. And people got back to me and they didn't feel the heat and vibration. Now, my original testing was done 12 years ago at an FCC-listed lab. They're not in business anymore. But they were an accredited lab. And then last August, I went to another accredited lab, and we tested the iPhone, the BlackBerry, and the Android, and we blocked, I think it was 97% of the radiation going in the ear. And I asked them to test their computer screen that they had in their lab, and we got great results. We blocked the majority of radiation off the screen. So we do have the shields to put on computers as well, just in case. Okay?
It makes sense.
Go ahead. I was saying people keep the phone on their hip in the same spot. Move it around. Don't keep it in the same spot because as long as it's on, you're in contact with the microwave tower. And I had a gentleman call me one time. He said, Shelley, I had tumors in my hip from the cell phone. I said, well, there's no proof the cell phone caused it. And there is a study that I posted a few years ago. It's on CPR News. that keeping it on your hip in that same place forever and ever, it affects men's fertility and lowers their sperm count.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, my father was an infertility specialist, one of the early ones, and he said that the way people were living today, that the sperm counts were going to be going down seriously. And, of course, that has happened in the last 30 years. And this is a whole nother way we may be affecting the sperm count. That's really sad.
Well, as I say, move it around. Don't keep in the same spot. I was in the midst a few years ago of developing a case with a slit with a credit card size with my material on one side to block the radiation going in the hip, but I just am so busy with Wave Shield around the world. As I say, I have a lot of people in the health field and doctors and wellness centers, etc. And here in the U.S., everyone's, the doctors are really concerned about that. And what they do is they do a muscle test. If you're on your phone and if you're on your cell phone, you hold your arm out and resist. With one hand, I can push your arm down because your energy level goes down. With the Wave Shield on, I need two hands to force your arm down because we raise the energy level. And at medical shows, I've had doctors do this in front of people. And that's what they do. They do a muscle test.
Yeah, I've seen that done. It's very obvious, and it seems like a no-brainer, because your Wave Shield is very available. I love the speaker. When I do use my phone, I turn on the speaker, and I leave it on the other seat in my car, or I have it corner of my desk. So you're saying that's one way we can just
reduce
the exposure.
Now, there is radiation. It's like smoking. What do smokers do when they're in the car? They open the window, right? Let the smoke out. So when you're talking in the car, there is radiation in the car. Now, it dissipates through the windows, blah, 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 but there is radiation there. And I had a gentleman call me several years ago from New Jersey, and he said, Shelley, I'm on a commuter train into New York every day for 2 hours. And there's got to be 50, 60 people on their cell phones, all the time, because why? They're bored or whatever. I said, well, I don't want to scare you, but the Japanese did a study on the bullet trains. You're in a metal container. The radiation comes off the antenna and goes up. A foot above you is the roof of the metal container, so the radiation invisibly spreads everywhere. Over several years, people are going to get health problems and have no idea what caused it. Whereas when you see people in a room, in the airport smoking, you can see the smoke, but you can't see the radiation. So that's another, long-term concern. Okay.
Right. So in the train car, it basically will bounce off the metal. Is that what you're saying? The
well,
metal
yeah,
box
there.
That they're traveling in?
So the radiation is staying there. And, the more people that are on the phone, there's more radiation. But again, we're talking, hundreds of thousands of hours. If you do this every day over several years, you could, develop health problems and have no idea what caused it.
Yeah, that's what's so hard with some of these modern lifestyle things is it's not one thing that causes one cause. I mean, your brain may be a little more susceptible, or you had, 10 times as many hours exposure, or one of these stronger cell phones, how to tell what the actual cause is makes it very hard for lawyers to prove it, that in a specific case that was the cause. But when you put all the information together cumulatively, it's certainly a matter of concern.
Well, and people who worked in the industry for years who got tumors because they worked in that industry, in developing, blah, 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 and they were on the phones all day, et cetera, a lot of them got tumors, but they went to court and it didn't win because, there was no absolute proof the cell phone caused that, but that's going to change.
Yeah, again, that's very interesting. Shelley, we're up on another break, and so we'll come back and talk some more about what's going on with the industry and what we can do and how people can protect themselves and their children. So stay tuned.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back. We're talking about how to protect our children from the radiation that cell phones give off, and we're talking with Shelley Kalinitsky, who's one of the world's experts on this. He's spent 10 years learning about it, informing people, and has also developed a material and a product that can protect us, and it's what he calls a just-in-case product. It stops the radiation that's harmful.
Yeah.
And we've talked about even cordless phones, the Bluetooth, the headsets, people you see walking around with something in their ear all the time. They really are exposing themselves to a great deal of radiation, and why do that? So, Shelley, I'd love to talk a little bit more about how parents can protect their kids. What habits should they encourage? You mentioned in France, kids under 14 aren't even supposed to use cell phones because they are aware that this is too much radiation for the sensitive nervous system and the ears of children. So what other things can American parents do to protect their families? And I'm always a big advocate of example, so what's the habits that parents should show their kids as well?
Well, as I say, and mothers want to protect their kids and et cetera, and the family members. As I say, there's a lot of good features on the phones for the kids, but as I say, keeping it in their ear and talking too much, that's a major concern. So the features that they have, there's some very, very good features, different things they can do on a lot of these phones. But I just see kids that, coming out of school, the phone's in their ear. You see them in the malls or the movie around the movie theaters. The phone's to their ear, and they're just talking too much because, as I said, they're not aware of the potential health risk. And young people whose skulls are thinner are at the greater risk to have potential health risk factor. And anyone who's skeptical, would you put your head in a microwave oven? And I tell people, again, there's no absolute proof, but the evidence is mounting, and I'm happy I was able to develop the Wave Shield, which is proven and tested to reduce the potential health risk. And by the way, we have a special on our website, waveshield.com, because I want to protect every member of the family. If you buy three, you get one free. Okay, this is really, really important. And I talk to health groups, locally here, and just to make people aware. And we do fundraisers for schools, because, again, we want to protect the children. And it's just very, very important. So.
And you say that you get reports coming in of people who personally believe that their cell phone habits have contributed to health problems for themselves.
I get that. You know, every week, every 2 weeks, I'll be talking to somebody, and they'll say, "Yeah, I have a friend, or I have a cousin, or I've got a friend or a friend that had a tumor. They were a heavy cell phone user. They got a tumor behind their ear. You know, and you know, they're right behind the ear. I have this interesting report. There was a study done several years ago in England, and it said sores on your ear, blame your mobile, which is what they call cell phones. And this was an editorial. Someone sent this to me. On the last paragraph, a consumer wrote in, since they put the wave shield on, the sores disappeared from their ear.
That was great.
So, you know, I'm very happy. And there's a lot of phony products out there that claim to harmonize and neutralize all the radiation. If they really worked, they would interfere with the signal. And I actually have a video we did in a lawyer's office where he made a call, and then I covered his phone completely with my material, and he could not make or receive a call. We blocked the signal. So any of these products that claim to harmonize and neutralize, they would interfere with the signal if they really worked. And now a couple of companies have come out with little bags saying, hey, put your phone in here, it blocks all the radiation. Well, if it worked, you couldn't make or receive a call. So, you know, buyers beware. There's a lot of phony garbage out there.
Right, and it's a shame because if our experts in this country were more willing to talk about it, we could inform people. You know, people are scared and they can't get good information, and then they'll buy something that sounds good but that doesn't have any science behind it. So this information is really important. And you said you have doctors and health clinics that are recommending that people use the wave shield. And also interesting that you mentioned about various doctors and scientists who have come out trying to expose the harms and lose their research jobs, which is really sad.
Well, that happened. Yeah.
Well.
That was University of Washington a few years ago because he had studied radiation for years. But I have a lot of doctors, you know, in the health field that want to protect their customers just in case, and they buy my shields to sell to their patients because, you know, why, you know, they care about their patients and their clients. So.
And you have children and grandchildren. I'm sure you're careful to make sure they're informed.
Oh, very much so. My daughters have the wave shields on their phones, and all our friends and, you know, everybody, because, as I say, why take a chance? Now, I'm not a heavy cell phone user. I only use a couple of hundred minutes a month, but I'm on a cordless phone all day, and like I say, I have a wave shield that's called Series 3000. It's the size of a quarter. And that blocks up to 97% of the radiation going in my ear, and I'm on this every day. So
the wired phones
are safe. The wired phones in the wall are safe. That's a radio wave. So operators who are on the phone usually have that wired into the wall, and that's safe. That's a radio wave.
So the phones that are on cords aren't giving off the same kind of danger.
No, that's a radio wave. So the old style, you know, the old style with the cord, that's safe. That's a radio wave.
Well, that's
but
good to know.
I had a
there
gentleman
is an
call me one time, Randy. He said, "Shelley, I couldn't believe it. I was 2 miles from my office, and my phone went dead. And I went and I took a look. It was my small cordless phone. I had taken it by mistake. That's how strong they've gotten." He was 2 miles from his office.
2 miles.
And he said he noticed his phone went dead, and he took a look. He had taken the cordless phone he was using. That was a few years ago.
My goodness. Well, I do know that cancer in children is on the increase, and because it has neurological effects, you mentioned there may be a connection to autism or other neurological disruptors. So that's a great concern. There may definitely be like you said, an epidemic of this because our kids are growing up thinking this is normal, just like I grew up thinking, you know, the phone that went into the wall was a normal thing for my mom to be chatting with everybody on the phone. But now kids think that's normal to have something hanging in your ear all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a report came out recently about the increase in autism, but I don't know if there's a connection there. But as I say, women who are pregnant who are heavy cell phone users, the report from UCLA a few years ago stated it could cause an increase. And, you know, this thing is going to skyrocket. We're going to have more and more and more, you know, reports of tumors as time goes on. And Europe has had the most studies. They've done most of the studies.
I was just going to ask you that. Why do the Europeans get a little further in consumer protection than we do here in America?
Well, they've been using the cell phones, the mobiles, a lot longer than we have. And so the studies go back a lot farther. There are now, I think you mentioned, but there's close to 7 billion cell phones worldwide. There's almost 300 million in the U.S. because some people have, you know, a couple. Okay?
Right, right.
So it's growing dramatically. Every day people are, you know, signing up and getting cell phones every day. And, you know, it's big business. But, again, it's an important product, but, you know, limit the use, you know. It's, you know, you don't have to be on it all day or talking for hours a day about nothing. Use it for emergencies to stay in touch and talk a little bit. Don't use the wired headsets and the Bluetooth. If you do use them very little, okay?
And
especially
they can,
the Bluetooth. People have got that. I see people every day walking around with that thing in their ear.
Yeah. Yes, you know, it's of concern that it's almost can be viewed as a badge of a busy CEO type person.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's dangerous when there's a status link there.
Yeah, they're in contact with the microwave tower. And as I said, as you drive around, think of drivers going cross country who have a wired headset or a Bluetooth in the rear all the way. Every few miles, they're switching from one tower to another tower and getting a burst of EMF in their ear.
So every time that it changes towers, they're getting,
you're getting a
EMF?
Burst of EMF and you don't even know it.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, there's more and more towers going up. I had a gentleman call me one time. He said, Shelley, I got a school at no cost. I forget, it was a church or something. But there's a microwave tower over it. I said, well, there's radiation falling on that school. You know, 24 hours a day. Not a good thing. You know?
No. So that's it's basically microwave radiation.
Yeah, again, we're talking over a period of time, but again, that's not healthy. That's not a good thing. And I'm getting more and more reports all the time of health problems and tumors. People contact me. They know people, as I've said, you know, previously, they know people that have had tumors or have cancer or whatever. And it's just a growing, growing concern. And finally, it's starting to come out, as I say, in April, Friday, April 15th, it was on NBC, ABC, and CBS about, you know, the potential health risk is growing. And we just need to keep people informed and, you know, use common sense, okay? Don't overuse the phones.
Right,
a lot of people have switched in their home. All they have now are cell phones, right?
Right. So you've created a nexus to collect this kind of information. I know at the federal level, there's the Institutes of Health and the Consumer Product Safety Commission, but they have not created that kind of center yet because we're still mostly in denial. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah, because people are saying, well, I haven't seen any studies, I haven't heard anything. I'm just going back and clicking here. This was 053111. Cell phone use can increase possible risk cancer. That was from the World Health Organization. It
My
now
goodness.
Lists mobile phone use in the carcinogenic hazard category as lead, engine exhaust, and chloroform.
Just a couple more questions here. It reminds me again of the cigarette situation where people say, oh, well, I'm going to die of something and it's everywhere. What can I do? What keeps you from getting discouraged and keeping in this information flow trying to help people?
Well, because I'm concerned about it, because I just hear more and more bad things all the time, and there's going to be an increase. And that's why I talk to health groups. I'm so glad you had me on your show, because it's important. It's an important health issue that people, reduce the health risk and, limit the amount they're using it, especially for their children. And, just take precaution. I mean, why take a chance? As I said before, would you put your head in a microwave oven? And, there's a lot of mistakes out there. I just came up to Dr. Gupta on the Larry King show when they were talking about cell phone dangers, and he told people to use a wired headset, which they gave away for free. And I tried every way to reach him, and I couldn't. And he was continued to endorse wired headsets, which conduct up to 3 times more radiation into your ear.
That's a really important point, and so many people think they're doing themselves a favor by moving the phone away and using the wire. So thank you for sharing that. We're up on the end of the show already, but I want to mention that people can go to CNET.com to find out what the worst and best phones are, and also go to Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau, that's CPRnews.com, where you can connect with Shelley Kalnitsky and get all his information. He's posted over 100 studies. And thank you so much for being on the show, Shelley. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on. Thank you so much.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed Family First. Please tune in to our program every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, to join your host, Randy Rolf, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The weekend is here. Enjoy it with your family. And we hope to see you here next week.